The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Hey, I feel your pain. We're a week away from the official start of summer. We've been cooped up in self-imposed isolation for months. We want to hit the road and we want to hit the beach. Quarantine body be damned. But how great are the risks? NPR brought together a panel of experts, no, not Facebook friends, real epidemiologists and public health professionals, to stack up the risks of your fave summer funsies. A big caveat here, check what your local situation is, how prevalent the virus is in your community, and how old and healthy you are. Dr. William Miller, an epidemiologist at Ohio State University, uses a simple phrase to weigh risk of transmission: time, space, people, place. The more time you spend and the closer in space you are to any infected people, the higher your risk. Interacting with more people raises your risk, and indoor places are riskier than outdoors. So, from low to high, here's how the risk list shakes out. Spending the day at a popular beach or pool is actually low risk as long as you can stay socially distanced. Water will dilute the virus. Didn't know that. At some point, you'll need to use a public bathroom. If the facility receives extra cleaning as a precaution, don't worry, you're at low risk. Same goes for letting a house guest use your facilities. Going to a vacation home with another family is also low risk. If both households have been practicing self-isolation and social distancing, the risk of anyone coming down with the virus is a low risk. Even staying at a hotel is fairly low risk, as long as you limit time in common areas like the lobby, the gym, and especially the elevator. Going camping and exercising outdoors are also low risk, but good luck booking a campsite, and don't be a firebug. A BYOB backyard party with one other household? Low to medium risk. It's best not to share food and utensils. And if you're a huggy, sloppy drunk, keep your distance. High risk activities include going to a wedding with more than 10 guests, getting a haircut, attending church services, shopping at a mall. Does anyone still do that? And just forget about going to a nightclub. I'd be surprised if any remain open where you are or where you're going. So it's not all bad news. Keep your distance, use your wits, and play safe. Summertime can still be a good time. I'm Cal Cote, a guaranteed good time. For the next hour, here's Puerto Rican siblings Buscabula from the hot new album Regresa. It's NTE from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back. brand new music from a brand new record label, NYP. Congratulations to Tony Hainan, the host of the program Global Rhythms, who has now put out a Global Rhythms compilation series. That's from Volume 1. It is Colonel DFR with The Heist. Instro Afrobeat from Antwerp, Belgium. Before that, Buscabula with some Puerto Rican experimental pop. Here is Toronto's own The Suffragettes, an all-girl surf group who turned to Hawaii for their inspiration on the brand new single, Bonsai Pipeline, from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
bit of Greek, a little bit of klezmer, a little bit of Arabic, and some more surf guitar, surprisingly, from Sultans of String. That's from a new album called Refuge. That tune featured Dimitrios Petzalakis and Feti Namajem and Majed Sakar, along with Canada's Sultans of String. It's El Bint El Shalabeya. I have to go massage my mouth. Back with Nohe and Sus Santos, Honduran electro cumbia, from a new album called Tempestad. And Pajarito, that's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining us. Good to have you along. I'm Cal Coat.
Pero estabas muy lejos y no alcancé a llegar. Sobre tus plantas ahí me fui a estrellar, no sé por qué. Pierdo la fe, no sé por qué. No sé qué harás con ese puño de estrellas que bajaste. Quizás iluminen tu camino al regresar. Yo vi las sombras contigo caminar. Vi cómo se perdían entre la oscuridad. Tus ojos, dos luceros, me hicieron recordar aquel ayer. No sé por qué, no sé por qué.
La la.
That's cool, isn't it? That's what happens when you plug in the Goombri and rock the Casbah. That is Bab La Blues, an update on Moroccan Gnawa trance with Wey Dalal. The album is way cool, and I'll definitely be sharing more music from that in the days and weeks to come. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we'll give this one to the Occidental Brothers, an African rhythm band who have taken the 1986 hit by New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle, and taken it somewhere else completely. Check it out. It's Bizarre Love Triangle by Occidental Brothers, your touch of the familiar. about as far away from 80s synth pop as you can get. The 1986 hit for New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle, given the African treatment by Occidental Brothers. A spot of laughter on the horizon from Victoria's Astrocolor. They have a terrific new album called Hue. We spoke with them a couple of weeks ago. Stay where you are for another fresh spin from a great band. I'm Cal Cote. This is World Beat Canada.
Thank you. mira cómo se te pipa a ti. Mi sign, girl, you think me say my body was all alone. The father's a problem, will come start to grow. Take the gift of faith to make them call the strong. Now,
sweetness to the reggae from Pacifica. That is from New Caledonia in the South Pacific by Bernaud Oudre and Ra Agu from another great Putumayo compilation album. If you go to our website, worldbeatinternational.com, you'll find an album cover of the week each and every week. And this week was Waju. They are a five-piece from London, England, who get into the real polyrhythmic African stuff with lots of soloing and improvisation from a new album called Grown. This is Waju and Listening Glasses, new music from World Beat Canada.
Swarm. Feel the power together. One mind, hive mind, one mind.
Slices of the UK Global Underground. That is Asian Dub Foundation. They've decided to release a string of singles, and I don't know if it's going to develop into an album, but we sure are digging the tracks we're receiving. That one's brand new. It's called Swarm. Before that, from London, also Waju and Listening Glasses. More new music, the best from the four corners, is still to come as we squeeze as much as we can into this hour of World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Cote. Good to have you here.
I love, I kill, I kill, you with the same lips, with the same lips, oh, with the same lips. I kiss, I lie to you with the same eyes, with the same eyes, oh, with the same eyes you use. I watch you with the same hands, with the same hands, oh, with the same hands that be.
J-Star remix of Brasses for the Masses by Jambo Agusevi and his big Macedonian orchestra, taking Balkan to a funky new future. Before that, we heard from New York City Puerto Rican Cuban bass player Xenia Rubinos and Just Like I Likey. We are produced through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. You'll find both programs at the homepage, worldbeatinternational.com or worldbeatcanada.com if you prefer. And there you'll find links to our Mixcloud streams. And also, we're available as a free subscription at the iTunes Store. Thanks to our subscribing stations. You guys are the best. We'll spirit you off to the islands of exotica and surf music by the Manicouras. My thanks to High Tide Recordings for sending me this great disc. We're going to hear Latinla. But our last word goes to Napoleon Bonaparte, who said, "There are only two forces in the world, the sword and the spirit. In the long run, the sword will always be conquered by the spirit."
Communications.